This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All righty, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Segment two of the Adam Carriker Show is brought to you by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker. Ladies and gentlemen, they are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt end sandwich, a brisket burrito, delicious barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs. I'm getting hungry just every day I read this, and I just get hungry reading this. All right, a half-smoked chicken and much more, plus incredible size. Ladies and gentlemen, get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. So we've got a victim, a caller on the line, but before we bring our friend on, a couple of interesting things, so to speak. Hope you'll find them interesting. Alabama, all right, he's got the number one recruiting class in the country right now, so it's not like they're hurting. Loses five-star wide receiver commit with not $450,000, but $449,000 NIL valuation to SEC rival. That rival's Ole Miss, by the way. So they lose a commit basically due to a $450,000 NIL deal. Now, this has not been confirmed, and it's so wild, I'm going to admit that it's not been confirmed, but it's out there, and I've had a few people send this to me, so while it may be or maybe not be true, here it is. LSU quarterback commit Bryce Underwood is rumored to have a $10.5 million offer from Michigan. Thoughts, Jake?
That's a lot of money.
My thought is you're underpaid at the ticket. That's what I'm thinking, my man. You need to get paid more. You need to demand a raise. DP just got very unhappy with me. All right, last thing. If I can find it here, Fran Brown. And then we'll bring on our guest to go mano y mano here. But Fran Brown, all right, a former cornerback who is currently the head coach at Syracuse University, former DB's coach at Georgia. Here's what he said. Fran Brown on his post-game ritual following a loss. I don't shower. I don't deserve soap. Winners get washed. I didn't start the quote, but there's the end of the quote. Says he watched tapes at the beginning of that night. Here's another quote. My wife, I can't sleep in the bed if we lose because I'm not going to get in the shower for that day. I'm just mad. End quote. Jake, you shower occasionally, right?
Yeah, every couple of days.
Yeah, every once in a while, me too. I will say this. While that is probably shocking to a lot of people, there was this thing in the NFL, we called it the shower pill. You ever heard of the shower pill?
I've heard of that. I've heard that phrase before.
Basically, it's what happens when you don't want to shower. And by the way, this does not happen a lot, mostly offensive linemen, but I digress. It's what happens when you don't want to shower. I never saw anyone do it after a game, but after a practice, and you just want to get going. You say, hey, I'm going to take a shower pill. In other words, you just get dressed and you leave. I did it once.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Life is unpredictable. But preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.
I don't have anything to follow that. I did it once. A lot of people on the other side of the line that were rather large did a lot. I'm just saying. The good old shower pill. All right. It's time to bring on our good friend. What's his name? Let's play a little character trivia challenge, Jake.
It's James. James is on the line. James, you still there?
Yeah.
How's it going, James?
Awesome.
What's your prediction for Nebraska USC?
27-21 Nebraska.
Ooh, good prediction. I like it. All right, what's the first question there, Jake?
All right, James is going to go first. So James has got three either-or questions for you, and then we'll have three either-or questions for Carriker, and we'll see if you can get the win here. We get some nice little music going there for us, a little trivia music. All right, James, single season passing leader at USC. Is it Caleb Williams or Matt Leinart?
Matt Leinart.
It is actually Caleb Williams. How about single season rushing yards record with 2,427 in one season? Was that Marcus Allen or Charles White?
Marcus Allen.
It was Marcus Allen. There's a point for James. Most receiving yards in a game at USC with 345 in a single game. Was it Juju Smith-Schuster or Marquise Lee?
Marquise Lee.
It was Marquise Lee. There you go. Ooh. 2 points for James.
Ooh, the pressure's on.
Solid start.
Oh, boy.
Let's go over to Carricker, see if he can get at least two. One will lose, three will win. All right. Career passing yards leader at USC. Is it Carson Palmer or Matt Barkley?
Carson Palmer.
It is actually Matt Barkley. The pressure is on. You got to get these one.
God.
Single season rushing touchdowns record at USC with 24. Would that be Lindale White or O.J. Simpson?
O.J. Simpson.
It is Lindale White.
God dang it.
Therefore,
I said it with such confidence.
Yes. Let's see if we can at least get one. Who had more career receiving yards, Dwayne Jarrett or Keyshawn Johnson?
Well, now I've got to really think about it because now it doesn't matter if I get it right. who are the two guys again?
Dwayne Jarrett or Keyshawn Johnson?
I'm going to go 0 for 3, but I'm going to go Keyshawn Johnson.
Yeah, you're 0 for 3.
It's God. Jarrett. See, the problem is you've always got to go with the more modern players because they play more games, even though Keyshawn was the number one overall pick in the draft. All right, congratulations, James. You've now made me less smart than Stephen Sipple. So.
Thanks for playing, James.
All right,
just hold on there. We will get you on the other side, get you your prize. He did win $20 to Good Sense Deli Fresh Subs or Piedmont Bistro, the Pillar Restaurant Group. So thanks to them again here. How about this? Let's see if you can at least get one question right.
Wow. Because let's go to the phrase that nicely.
Let's go to the tiebreaker.
Jeez, Lou.
If you needed it. You had him on as a guest, so maybe you should know this. Former Husker Jordan Congdon is tied for fifth all time at USC for career field goal percentage at USC. What percentage number is that?
Oh, yeah. This one's always the shot in the dark, needle in the haystack question. That's yeah. Right. I forgot about that.
If you can get close, though, it'd probably feel pretty good about
within
it.
Within 5% one way or the other, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Tied for fifth. I mean, he was pretty darn good. I'm going to go 89%.
75%.
Oh, wow. This has been a bad day. This has not gone well.
I'm gonna USC throw, is not your best one.
I'm going to throw so many fits during the commercial break. This stuff's going to get broken. Dang it. All right. Well, hey, that's all right. Now we're 2 for 2. Now Steve Sipple is smarter than me, and I can't brag about a winning percentage or total number of times tried or anything. All right, Jake, you got any final thoughts before we go to break and I pout like a 4-year-old in Kmart?
No, I'm just going to go duck for cover today.
All right, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about stuff that I have notes on, and maybe I'll sound intelligent. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.